We're back to the Taste of Tech Ed. Hopefully you guys are enjoying those sessions that are going through. We're back down here at the Channel 9 stage in the Expo Hall. Hopefully you can still hear us over top of the hubbub and the brew hubbub going on behind us that we're there. I managed to corner Vijay Tiwari, who's going to be talking about System Center 2012, Virtual Machine Manager 2012 R2. I'm completely butchering that title. I apologize. And we're going to be talking about some sort of stuff that's coming up in just a little bit. But I do want to stress, if you're interested in asking questions, we have 30 minutes with Vijay, which is awesome to be able to grab him here. We actually pulled him out of preparation for his session coming up at 1:30 to talk about System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager.
Yeah, it's R2. A shameless plug. So I've got a session at 1:30 today, BDC 357 in room 393. So we'd love for you to come down there and see me there.
And if you're not on site because you're watching this online, he is not the session after this one for Taste of Tech Ed, but his session will be available 24 to 48 hours on the replay.
Sure.
If you happen to book a schedule from the schedule bill, that sort of stuff. Sure. So in the keynote yesterday, I do have to say, and even in the foundation session yesterday as well, we basically saw what I would call the predominant interface that I saw the most was System Center 2012 R2 Virtual Machine Manager, on and on and on. And so I'm assuming it's a rather important piece of technology and tools that people should know about. So why don't you talk a little bit about your baby as it is.
Sure.
Even though you manage a very large team, talk to me a little bit about what's the big thing with it.
So first of all, Rick, you know, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you and the customers here. It's a great feeling to be able to talk to our customers. And before I go anywhere, I'd like to thank the team who actually does a tremendous job, in developing Virtual Machine Manager. And I'm representing them here, and I hope I do them justice. But I need to thank them first and foremost. As you look at any virtualized infrastructure, you recognize the fact that management of the virtualized infrastructure is a critical piece of being able to scale your solution. And Virtual Machine Manager is the fabric controller for the Microsoft Private Cloud and the Service Provider Cloud. So any customer who's deploying Hyper-V at scale, whether it's an enterprise customer, a small and medium customer, or it is a service provider, you need to layer a Virtual Machine Manager on top of Hyper-V so you can scale your solution, get the automation, get the appropriate role-based access control, and get the right abstractions in place for you to be able to have an infrastructure that can respond to your business needs.
So when I think of System Center Virtual Machine Manager, can I just call it VMM? It's a very long title.
Yeah, I call it VMM too.
We're going to be talking about System Center 2012 R2 Virtual Machine Manager. I'm just going to call it VMM.
Henceforth called VMM.
Yes, okay.
Exactly.
So refer back to this time code to be able to get the full title. But with VMM, I think of it, like you mentioned, as abstraction. And basically, you look at it like a catalog. You put in all of the information of your infrastructure that you want to manage as far as your fabrics are concerned.
Right.
Once it's in there, the magic happens.
Exactly.
To be able to do stuff.
And you're absolutely right. I think the key to this thing is automation, right? So with our approach to Virtual Machine Manager, what we are striving to get to is that everything inside your data center should be modeled as an abstraction, whether it's your networks, whether it's your storage, whether it's your clusters, whether it's your service templates which deploy your virtual machines. You should be able to model them in a construct and then let the automation inside Virtual Machine Manager take care of it. So you basically express your desire of what you want your infrastructure to look like, and then provide that input into Virtual Machine Manager, and then automation inside Virtual Machine Manager will take care of making your infrastructure look like the desired configuration that you want it to be.
Okay.
So that's sort of the approach that we want to take. And if you go look at VMM, we have profiles that allow you to capture what a physical machine needs to look like. We have in R2, we added the ability for you to deploy file servers as well.
Yeah.
And so there is a profile that captures how a file server needs to look like. And similarly, as you go up the stack, there are profiles for networks and there are profiles for services for deploying virtual machines as well.
So, I mean, that was part of the mind-blowing part for me during the foundation session was the fact that I know in the previous version you could do bare metal deploy of Hyper-V boxes, which is great. Like literally, like they were saying, you literally have a rack of servers that arrive, you rack them, you lace them up, you plug them in for the network connectivity, you plug in the power. Once that's done, you can then snap them and hit them, if you will, with the System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012 R2 solution, and boom, you got them deployed. And so now the new thing that's in the R2 version is that scale-up file server. That was a great demo of what they did.
Yeah, it's great. And I know some marketing person, somebody is going to, you know, whack me on the head, but I really think VMM needs to be renamed at some point of time. It really needs to be talking about the fabric controller for the cloud. And so any resource that needs to be managed in the data center will be managed through VMM, whether it's storage, whether it's a compute, and networking as well. So you bring out a great point that now with the VMM 2012 R2, you can actually model how you want your storage to look like, and we will deploy your scale-out file server, and then subsequently you can add a storage pool into that file server, and then administer the ACLs for that file server to be able to appropriately add it to the host as well.
It's all done with that one individual tool.
It's all done. In fact, I'd like to go a step further and say not only we do actually storage management, but in this release we also do management of physical switches, which is a new thing that we have introduced in 2012.
Okay.
So we are working on an abstraction layer called data center abstraction layer, which allows us to interact with physical resources in the data center. And so just as we talk about plug and play on the PC model, we are trying to do a plug and play for the cloud model as well. And so we're going through a standards-based approach, which allows us to talk to storage, which allows us to talk to networking, and allows us to talk to storage, compute as well.
Mm-hmm.
And on the networking side, we are working with the industry on a standard called OMI, which is a SIM-based model, which allows us to actually interact with physical switches. And Arista has actually announced at this TechEd that they're going to make OMI available on all their switches, so they can be natively administered right from inside VMM. And in fact, shameless plug once again, come down to my session and you'll be able to see that. In fact, go down to Greg's session as well and you'll see that there as well.
Yes, I remember, Jeffrey Snover talking about the Arista switches being able to manage and work with OMI.
Exactly.
They made the announcement of OMI at
That's
the last
right.
TechEd.
Right.
And then they were doing a little bit of a demo to be able to show it. And so now it's the integration
it's
level
coming
of this.
Live. Absolutely.
That's just phenomenal. Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. Again, you do have the ability to ask questions if you like. We have Vijay here for the entire 30-minute break before we go into the next little sections coming up. We do have a couple questions that are up there. The first one from David Aria is asking, it's from Chile. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
I hope he's from Chile.
Yeah.
He needs to have with certainty which is the recommendation on where to install SCVMM. Should it be installed within the virtual environment itself if it's managing the fabrics, or should it be installed on bare metal? What do you recommend?
So I think our mantra moving forward is you should virtualize everything. That includes the management infrastructure.
Okay.
So, you know,
it gives you most flexibility, I guess, right?
So it gives you the most flexibility, and you should be able to deploy your virtual machine manager server as a VM even on the cluster that you're administering.
Okay.
At least with the R2 release.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my recommendation, that you should deploy it as virtual. Don't deploy it as physical.
Now, a follow-up to that question, I know that in the past you made available a pre-configured virtualized machine that had the base OS already installed, had VMM already installed, and was a member server with 2008 R2, sorry, not 2008 R2, yeah, well, I actually probably did it for them too, 2012 Service Pack 1 version of this. Now, can I foreshadow and assume that's going to be available as well at preview?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things, you know, we make available for our customers to be able to evaluate VMM easily is that each time we've done a release, we make a VHD that's available, that's pre-installed with SQL, that's pre-installed with all the prerequisites that are required for Virtual Machine Manager and the VMM server itself. It's available as a downloadable VHD, and you can just put it onto a Hyper-V server, spin up the VM, and you know, you can go evaluate Virtual Machine Manager for yourself. We made that available for the SP1 release. And when we go live with the preview bits of VMM 2012 R2, we'll make that VHD available there as well.
Okay.
In fact, it's not only available for VMM, it's available for every system center component.
Okay.
Every system center component can be independently installed and evaluated. So it makes it easier for customers to sort of do that.
Okay. Yeah. That was my next question that I get asked an awful lot whenever I talk about virtualization and talk about private cloud, is are you able to get VMM by itself, or is it part of the larger package? And really, it's all as one. System Center is all as one.
System Center is one product, you know. However, you don't need to install all of the other System Center components to use VMM.
Right.
You can install each of these components independently, and then you can integrate them together to get far more powerful scenarios if you want to. Mm-hmm. But we have retained the flexibility for you to be able to install each of the components independently and use them independently.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, we have another question up there from Gopak Mar,
right.
is asking about if the reporting module is back in VMM 2012 R2 or not.
I'm not sure I fully understand the question, but if you're referring to Gopak Mar, if you can listen to this, we'd love to get more clarity on what your question really is. But if you're referring to the integration that we have with Operations Manager, that continues to exist. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've actually made a lot of enhancements to service to that integration. You can get a lot better dashboards with
right.
the Operations Manager. But I'd love to get clarity on what that question is.
Yeah. If I remember correctly from previous versions, it was merely a matter of identifying where your ops man, your System Center Operations Manager solution
That's right.
is. You simply point to it, authenticate to it correctly,
right.
and then they work together nicely.
That's right. That's right. That used to be the case, and that still continues to be the case, but
right.
I'd love to get clarity on what the question is.
No problem. Now, I'm gonna put you on the spot here.
Okay.
I know that I did the same thing to Ben Armstrong. I'm going to ask you, what would you say would be your three top things inside VMM that you wanted to share? If you only had time for three, what would the three be?
That's like asking a parent, you know, which is your favorite child. It's just kind of a hard question to answer.
Well you always answer the child's name that's asking you the question.
Yeah,
that's how I do it.
But I'm going to put you back on the spot and say, well, the three best investments that we've made in Virtual Machine Manager are in the storage area, in the networking area, and in the automation area.
Nah,
so that pretty much covers the entire product.
Is this like a PR-monitored webcast or something like that? I don't understand.
No, but we really,
you've been too well-trained by the press training, my friend.
Yeah, no, not really. So, I see the question on coffee mug. Yeah, it's actually back at home in Redmond. It's safe, trust me.
Nice.
So in terms of storage, we've done a lot of investment to automate the deployment, provisioning, and operations of storage
yep.
in Virtual Machine Manager. That's a huge investment that we made in this release.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there's a question up there about synthetic fiber channel support in Virtual Machine Manager. Yes, we support synthetic fiber channel in the guest.
There you go,
That's
Rocky.
Another investment that we made in storage. And I think not only have we just invested in synthetic fiber channel in the guest, we also automate the connection of the guest all the way down to the SAN by
mm-hmm.
actually provisioning the storage fabric.
Okay.
So that we've provisioned the synthetic fiber channel switches to make sure that the connectivity is completely done there as well. So a huge amount of investment in storage, tremendous innovation from a networking standpoint. We actually ship a service template for provisioning a gateway server, which is an in-box Windows Server gateway capability
right.
that we ship with Windows Server 2012 R2.
Right.
And we've done a lot to actually simplify networking and automate the deployment of virtual networks in 2012 R2. And then in terms of templates, we've done a lot of work to actually start moving towards a converged model between Windows Azure and Virtual Machine Manager.
Mm-hmm.
So in this release, we have introduced a new kind of a role called Virtual Machine Role, and which is a single-tier multi-instance model. And Azure, in the future, will actually implement the same model. So customers who implement templates conforming to the virtual machine role in
yep.
VMM 2012 R2 will now be able to reuse these artifacts subsequently in Windows Azure as well. And then we'll move on towards multi-tier models that are identical with Azure in the future as well.
Okay.
So as you can see, we are really trying to provide a fabric controller which gives you the same experience that we can provide to our customers who are running in Windows Azure.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency is a key thing that binds the cloud OS, which is a construct which defines the service provider cloud, the customer cloud, and Windows Azure
right.
as a key tenet between these three clouds.
And obviously, it goes without saying that it also is able to go in and to manage not just their own hypervisors, it's able to go off and to manage other hypervisors as well.
That is true. We support managing VMware vSphere 5.1 and 4.1. And we also introduced support in R2 release for Zen Server 6.1.
Oh, okay,
the
I didn't
Citrix
know that.
Zen Server 6.1. That's
nice.
Right.
Nice, very, very nice.
That's right.
And, you know, just as a little bit of a plug, we also, you know, do the migration between them too, just
mm-hmm.
in case you wanted to come over some of the goodness that is on the Hyper-V side of things. Fantastic stuff. But use it as a holistic experience for
right,
managing your entire
right,
private
right,
cloud, which
right,
is really
right,
good.
Right, right.
Now, Ben was talking an awful lot about storage, and he's the Hyper-V guy, and,
uh-huh.
and you're talking a lot about a bunch of different pieces as well. We actually have a question up there from Ed Horley. It's a long question. I don't know if I want to read the entire thing,
yeah.
but he's asking about a pretty detailed question with regards to support on the client API address space, if it's dual stack support or not
right.
for the different hosts. Do you understand that question more than I do? Am I reading it wrong?
Yeah, I think I understand. I think what he's asking for is the ability to use IPv4 and IPv6 in the CA space for an NVGRE network.
Okay.
And that is true. We actually do support IPv4 and V6 in the CA space.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay, good. Yeah. Another one, again, if you're interested to ask VJ any questions, you're more than welcome to on the main website for Channel 9 at msdn.com. Scroll down a little bit, you'll see the form you fill out, and it comes up, and my lovely producer and moderator over there will be able to flip the question up to me. We have one here from Mifiok. When do we expect the preview? Can you tell us? Is it the same time as the server and client preview coming out on June 26th with build, or you
don't
want to
talk? That's a great question. So I can't specifically answer when the preview will be available.
Nice.
Because I think there are better people who can answer that question.
It's that PR training kicking in once again. That's awesome.
But I think there is one thing I certainly want to tell our customers, which is to say that from this point onwards, from this release onwards, Windows Server and System Center will be on exactly the same cadence.
Right.
So when you get the preview bits of Windows Server, you will get the preview bits of System Center as
well. Right. And so that's like a massive change that's taken an awful lot of effort in our organization. I'm glad to see it coming through here. And even when you're evaluating, you don't just want to evaluate one or the other. You have to look how they both work inside your environments, right?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, like I said, when you actually are deploying a cloud or a private cloud or even just a virtualized environment, you want to make sure that you have your platform and the management ingredients available at the same time.
Yep.
And so we've made sure to make the engineering changes to make that happen for US customers.
Okay. This is actually a question from Vijay. I don't know how you asked a question at the same time.
I guess I'm multitasking.
Multitasking. Now, are there any inconsistencies or gaps currently with what you can do in Hyper-V that cannot be controlled or used within VMMR2?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, if you recollect, you know, when we did the SP1 release, we released SP1 in January of this year.
We weren't in alignment at the right time,
We weren't aligned.
Right?
So we just have about one milestone to actually implement the R2 release. So there are two features which we will not be able to manage in VMM 2012 R2. One is the support for Gen 2 VMs, and the other is for a capability called Storage Quas.
Okay.
These are two big features that we've not been able to complete in this release, but you know, subsequently
we'll just do an update, right?
Yeah.
Very, very good. You know what?
Actually, that's a great question iHeartPS about. Okay. Can the gateway server be virtual?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've been talking the networking fabric side of things.
In fact, the gateway server is a combination of a virtual machine and a physical server. You can actually have it only as a physical server, but the template that we release will actually require you to have two physical Hyper-V hosts to provide high availability. After all, it's a networking component, so you want to make sure that it's highly available. And on those two Hyper-V hosts, we actually deploy VMs, which actually act like the gateway instance. Mm-hmm. And the physical Hyper-V hosts actually do the NCAP, TPAC, DCAP for NVGRE.
Okay.
So yes, it can be deployed virtual. Absolutely, it can be deployed virtual.
Now, I know you have a session coming up at 1:30 that, again, you'll be able to see, not live, but you'll be able to see on demand after the fact. And you've got some, I'm assuming, some very cool demos that are going to be going on there.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, as a proud papa, is there one particular demo that you think would be very cool to be able to take a look at if you had to pick just one?
So I think one of the demos that, this is a tough question to answer. Whom should I disappoint?
Okay. Oh, no. You love them all.
One of the things
right?
I do want to point out is that, you know, one of the things that we are incredibly proud of is the integration of our entire stack top to bottom.
Right.
Right, which really gives customers a similar experience that they would get if they go to Windows Azure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be showing a demo which shows you how using the Windows Azure Pack and the self-service experience using Windows Azure Pack, you can actually create your own virtual network, and how VMM actually automates the back end of the creation of that network.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we're really incredibly proud of. And that's something that I do want to point out to our customers as well, that, you know, as we've come together in terms of timelines, that's just one part of the engineering aspect. The other thing that we've really focused on is to provide our customers an end-to-end experience and an end-to-end solution rather than give you individual technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have an engineering process which actually models customer scenarios as something called a scenario-focused engineering, which allows us to basically make ICANN statements on behalf of the customer.
Yep.
And then we strive to make sure that we realize those ICANN statements in the technology that we ship to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think you should really see pop in the R2 release.
Okay. Now, we have another question up there from Daniel. Daniel Savage was asking about any updates in the monitoring story. You briefly alluded to the fact that you can plug in and talk to Operations Manager. Is there anything that really is kind of that pops for you when you think about that? Because obviously, it makes better together story.
Absolutely, and I think it's the integration between all these components that really provides the richness to our story. And what we've done in this release is that we've actually made significant enhancements to our monitoring story with Virtual Machine Manager and provide very rich dashboarding capabilities with Operations Manager being integrated into Virtual Machine Manager. So that's something I think customers will really look forward to, because customers have told us in the past that, you know, your MPs are, you know, need a lot of work. And I think the Operations Manager team has done a fantastic job in actually enhancing our management packs to provide rich dashboarding capabilities in this release.
Yep. Let's see here. I'm thinking we're getting close to wrapping up. We've got, I can see Mr. David Green in the wings over there coming up pretty soon talking about Microsoft ASP.NET. We have chance maybe for one or two more questions if people want to go off and ask them. While we're waiting for another possible question to come in, did you want to do a shout out to anyone to say a thank you at all? Since I've been putting you on the spot so bad.
No, I think I'd like to say that, you know, like I said, this time around we've really focused on end-to-end scenarios. It's a great collaboration between the Windows Server team, the Hyper-V team, the networking team, the storage team, the file service team, the clustering team, the operations manager team, the service manager team. I mean, it's just been amazing to see the collaboration between all these teams, and it's just fantastic. And I really want to thank everybody in all these teams for actually allowing us to actually enable a bunch of these scenarios. And, you know, as I said at the end of my MMS demo, it's been a pure joy. You know, and in Hindi, we use a term called Kushi, you know, to bring this release to you. And so this is for Kushi, for all of you, that you're going to get the joy when you actually install this product. So thank you so much for it.
Very nice.
A couple of other interesting questions.
We'll take these last couple too, and then we'll have to be wrapping up here.
I'll take
VJ.
One about the Linux virtual machines.
Yes.
So there's a question about the Rail VJ Tiwari.
Nice.
The question is, you know, can I use Linux virtual machines with VMM?
Yeah.
Absolutely, you can. In fact, we made a lot of investments in Hyper-V in this time around to make sure that Linux virtual machines are first-class citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We actually enable dynamic memory on Linux virtual machines.
Yep.
But not only that, in VMM, even in SP1, we actually enabled you to use service templates with Linux virtual machines. So you could actually customize the key that you would use, you could customize the accounts that you could use inside Linux, and you could also run scripts inside Linux. We actually had a small agent that we would install inside Linux virtual machines and allow you to customize the deployment of Linux. In fact, in one of the demos, we actually showed how you can templatize the deployment of a LAMP stack on a Linux virtual machine through scripts that we run after we bring up the Linux virtual machine. So absolutely, we support Linux virtual machines on Virtual Machine Manager.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? I think we're going to be wrapping this one up and passing it over to Robert Green in just a minute. Thank you very much, Vijay, for
coming out.
Thank you
so much, Rick. Really appreciate it.
I apologize for dragging you down here just before your session, but everyone, if they have a chance, go off and take a look at Vijay's session on what is new in System Center 2012 R2 Virtual Machine Manager. When it becomes available. And with that, I'm going to throw you out and bring you back to Robert Green.
Thank you. Thanks, Rick. Really appreciate it.